This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. Lindsay Roberts here. Thank you for joining me on Entirely Unconventional. Let's have an entirely unconventional time in the Lord today. I pray today that you are blessed in every aspect of your life. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. And whatever it is you're going through right now, I pray for divine intervention according to the word and the will of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, here's a big announcement. Today, Discover Your True Strength. My brand new book is officially out, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. I pray you discover something about yourself today and you find that you have a strength, not in the situation, maybe not in what you can muster up yourself, but in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's something about a very spiritual situation. That's the joy of the Lord. Not a happy movie, a sad movie, not a giggle time, not a chuckle. This is a spiritual aspect of joy, and it becomes your strength. When we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, why would we try to do it in our own strength? You know, for me personally, I've tried to do things, and I have done some things pretty okay. I've tried to do other things and messed them up entirely. But when it comes to doing what God's called me to do, when it comes to dealing with situations, when it comes to, say it's a physical situation, a financial situation, maybe something that I've got going on in work or in my family or in my home, I love to be that person. Love. Anyone who knows me knows one of my favorite things to get as a gift is a checklist. One of those little notepads where you get to check off the box. There's something about the emotion of checking off the box, meaning I finished a task. But guess what? I don't always get to check off the box, and I don't always get to do the task, and I don't always do it right. But I do know this. There is something in the Word of God that I can turn to. If I feel weak, the Bible says, let the weak say I am strong. Why? Because I'm just like blurting out a lie? No. Because we can take hold. Isaiah says we can take hold of the strength of God. Let him take hold of my strength. In Hebrews, it said, I think it's Hebrews 11:11. The Bible says Sarah received strength when she was trying to have little baby Isaac. You know, when you think about that, it said she received. It said take hold. These are action words. There's something for us to do. Choose this day whom you'll serve is one of my favorite scriptures because we get to choose. We get to jump out there and in the midst of whatever we're going through, we get to make choices that can alter the outcome for the kingdom of God when we make those choices according to the word and the will of God. So in my new book, I talk about the power of choosing strength. Strong women, you know, when I say strong women, I'm not talking about, you know, just, oh, wow, look how strong they are. No. I'm talking about things that over 40 years of ministry, I have observed strong women do, women that I look to, women that I've admired, women that I've seen something in them that is a quality that I can relate to through the Word of God, or strength directly from women in the Word of God. So I'm not talking about, hey, go be strong because I said so. Oh, hey, go take a course on how to be strong. Oh, go, you know, take an exercise class and be stronger. No, I'm not talking about any of that. While some of that may be helpful to you, good for you, wahoo. I'm talking about going to the Word of God and the observations I say, like strong women go to the ball. We're going to talk about that one. Strong women believe in miracle. Well, who are these strong women? They're women I've observed over my lifetime, as well as things I've observed in the Bible. And I do believe beyond any shadow of a doubt. I know is what my father-in-law used to say. I believe when we get into the Word of God and get the Word of God in us, we really can do what God's called us to do through Christ who gives us strength. When I talk about chapter 4, go to the ball. Strong women go to the ball. Now, let's be honest. Have you been to a lot of balls in your lifetime? Have you gotten to go buy a gown? Now, I had a wedding gown. Actually, you want to giggle? Like 3.5 million years ago, I went to the prom, and guess what? Yep. I don't know where this thing got put, but we were cleaning out attic stuff, and somehow I managed to drag that dress all around with me. But I have my prom dress from when I was 16. Like I said, it was, I don't know, hundreds of years ago. And how it's still there, I don't know. But I actually have my prom dress. I have my wedding dress. And you know what? I don't know if I've had very many other gowns in my entire lifetime. So I'm not talking about how many fun parties do you get to go to and wear a ball gown. I actually want to talk about a principle here. I talk about Cinderella. Now, I don't know about you. I have never worn a crown, and I have never gone to some kind of fancy event where everybody's wearing ball gowns and all this luxurious stuff. Nope, never been. And I'm not sure. I'm not going to ever say no to anything that if the Lord tells me to, but I'm not sure in my lifetime I'm going to go to a fancy ball like that. I don't know, but I don't think so. But here's an interesting thought. What happened to Cinderella when she went to the ball? You mean you're talking in a spiritual book about Cinderella? Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. And why would you get so excited about me talking about Cinderella if you didn't know what I was talking about? You see, Cinderella is about a reference. Yes, it's a fairy tale. No, I don't need a fairy godmother. I have Father God. No, I'm not asking you to go outside and get a pumpkin and hope it turns into a carriage, or a mouse and hope they turn into the driver, or a lizard, or whatever those things happen. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a situation that required an action. You see, Cinderella, the cinder part, C-I-N-D-E-R, as far as I can study historically and the way the story was written, is because she would do her work by a fireplace and there was ashes in the fireplace and she would get the cinder from the ashes and that was why her nickname was Cinderella. Truth be told, it was more of a put down than a great thing. Perhaps people have put a label on you and a nickname on you. I've had many, many, many in my lifetime, including words like Miss Church and Miss Sunday School. Yep, that was me, and now I'm actually quite proud of it. I was proud of it then. I'm proud of it now. But I'll tell you what happened with Cinderella. Cinderella was in a situation where, whether we like it or not, we find ourselves in situations like this where she did not put herself in the situation. She found herself in the situation. A lot of times I have put myself in situations and thinking, what have I just done? Where did this get me? Other times I know exactly who put me in that situation. And other times I think, how did I ever get in this situation? I'm clueless. But Cinderella knew that the circumstances around her created the atmosphere where going to the ball, dancing with Prince Charming, et cetera, the whole happily ever after thing was not about to happen. And through a series of events, there were life-changing, life-altering experiences. And like I said, I'm not asking you to sprinkle fairy dust. I'm not talking about tiptoe through the tulips. I am not talking about looking under every corner for a fairy godmother. I'm talking about a principle here. And the principle is this. She found herself in a situation that she could not solve, but believed she was supposed to go to the ball. Many times I found myself in situations where I cannot fix it, but I know I'm supposed to do something. This is where those scriptures come to play. I can do all things. I always say that God's called me to do, where God's called me to go, what he's called me to be, through Christ who gives me the strength. This is not about me. I don't know how to turn pumpkins into carriages. Frankly, don't want to. But the truth be told, when God has called me to do things, listen, I've been to some countries that I really never wanted my children to go to. They were tough. I'm not sure why I went to. Let's back up. I was 18 years old, told I'd never have children, had miscarriage after miscarriage, surgery after surgery. Finally had a child who lived 36 hours, buried that child. And my husband was scheduled to go to Africa on a very long crusade in some very tough places. And lo and behold, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me go with him. Well, I didn't have any immunizations. I sent him on ahead. And about a week later, when the immunizations that I had to go get, instead of being home with the baby, I buried my son. And I had immunizations, and I went up and I met up with Richard. He was hurting just as badly as I was. And somehow, God gave me the strength. I look back on that time, and all I can say is I hope none of my children ever have to go through that. I hope they don't go to some of the places I've been through. And my biggest, biggest looking back on that was, what was I thinking? I wasn't thinking. I was responding to the tug of the Holy Spirit when the Lord said, if you'll go minister and do what I tell you to do, I'll begin to heal you. I went over to Africa. At this particular time, I was in Nigeria. And one of the most phenomenal women of my lifetime, a lady named Margaret Idahosa, prayed for me. And when she prayed for me, she encouraged me to try again. Three beautiful daughters later came because of the word. One woman spoke to me in Nigeria. There were some of the most lovely places in Nigeria, some of the most lovely people. I've been to some places that when I look back in Africa, I want to go back there tomorrow so much I can't see straight. Not, I really can see straight. But then there are other places I think, you know, I don't want to go back there, or I don't feel called to go back there. I don't have a nudge to go back there. And some of the other places I've been through, wonderful. Some, not so much. But it was all done in the obedience. But you talk about timing. A week after my son went home to be in heaven, to the world it was foolish. I had a friend give me a pair of tickets to go to California and was willing to rent a place for me to go sit and put my feet up and try and gather my senses. But I felt the Holy Spirit say, go to Africa. I went up to my father-in-law, Oral Roberts. He prayed for me. He said, you know what, Lindsay? I don't really want to say this to you with all you've just been through, but you're supposed to go. Okay, what do you do? I went to good counsel. I went to the Lord. I also went to the clinic and got the shots I was supposed to get. I gathered up myself and I went to meet my husband in Nigeria. And it was tough, but it was wonderful. It was one of the toughest, wonderful times of my life, or the most wonderful, tough times of my life. Don't know which. I know that it was interesting. But I came back from one of the hardest crusades we've ever been on, one of the hardest ministry times, with hope and expectation and joy unspeakable, which because, man, I didn't have anything to feel joyful about at that instant of what I had gone through on my way to Africa. Think about it. On my way back, there was hope because I got prayed for. You mean you couldn't have gotten prayed for in the United States? Yep, sure could have. But I'm telling you, when I was obedient, God met me at the exact pinpoint location, not of a country, but he met me at the pinpoint location of my obedience. Out of that came healing. And you know what? For years and years and years and years to come, I've not been back there. That was that time and that season for me. But now I have three really beautiful daughters. They really are beautiful. Three beautiful daughters. And I think part of it is because of my obedience. Somebody once asked me, you know, how did you do it? I don't know. Why'd you do it? Obedience. And I really believe there's a time when you have to go to the dance. Your dance may not be Nigeria. Your dance may not be some of the missionary type countries I've been through. Two, your dance may not be having a baby or not having a baby. Your dance may not have anything to do with Cinderella. But to me, going to the dance means an act of obedience, doing what you feel in your spirit to do. Cinderella's life was changed because she went to the ball. She went to the dance. My life was changed because I went to Africa. Your life can be changed, to me, when you go to the dance called obedience. And I want to encourage you right now, whatever it is you're going through, maybe you don't know how to obey God. Listen, I was totally confused. I was in pain. I was emotional. I was a lot of things. I was hurt. I was devastated. But I went and I found good godly counsel, and I went to the Word of God, and I prayed. And I think those are three steps we can take to go to any dance. Get good godly counsel. And it may be from yourself. It may be from a book. It may be from a friend. It may be from a pastor. It may be wherever the Lord leads you. Pray about it and then go to the Word. Do what God tells you to do. I can't tell you what to do. I could hardly tell myself what to do. But I believe when we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, when we diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord and do what's right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, keep His statutes, I believe that's when He said He'll heal us. And I tell you what, my life was forever changed in one of the most difficult situations I ever faced. Was it worth it? Yes! What's on the other side of that miracle waiting for your obedience? Well, mine was Jordan, Olivia, and Chloe. I do believe that God's called us to do things. Can't tell you what He's called you to do. Can't tell you how to do it, how to get there, how not to get there. What is your dance? Can't tell you. But I believe that if you pray, God can tell you. If He's the one that called you, I think He's the one that can instruct you. And I pray for you right now. I pray for whatever it is you're going through. I pray for God to minister healing to you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray for God to minister healing to what you're thinking. If it's not of God, for God to switch it around and that you really listen to the voice of the Lord your God and hear what He has to say. I pray for answers, divine answers. I pray for the voices of the world to be silenced, and I pray for the voice of the Holy Spirit to be over the voices of the world. Listen, you may have to listen to the voice of the world. I've had to many times. But I like to have it all superseded by the voice of the Holy Spirit. I pray for God to minister to you in your thinking, in your emotions, your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, in your physical body, in your job, marriage, your family, whatever it is, your decision-making process. I pray for God to minister to you a bright and glorious hope of a bright and marvelous future according to His Word and His will. I pray that for you today in every area of your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The book is called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing, I love that word, to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. Go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. I pray it's a blessing to you. And you know what? I pray you discover something that I firmly believe. You are worth more than you think. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.